Like I said, I'm Gary Hamm, and this study is titled The Economics of 15-Inch Cotton When Double Crop with Wheat. Previous research has shown that as planting dates were delayed, yields were showed a decline across row spacings. As you can see, in the later planting dates, there's a little bit of yield increase over from the narrow row over to wide row cotton. So with the increase, with the better seed technology and the ability to efficiently harvest 15-inch cotton now, perhaps maybe we can use this closer row pattern and seed technology to our advantage. This raises one question, can cotton grown in 15-inch row spacing be used in a double crop system? I hypothesize that cotton grown in 15-inch row spacing can be planted later than normal in double crop of wheat to produce economical yields. Our research objectives were to observe the difference between cotton planted on a 38-inch row spacing and cotton planted on a 15-inch row spacing at different planting dates. To determine if 15-inch row spacing best fits a double crop system and analyze the economic value of a double crop system with cotton and wheat. The materials and methods. Field experiments were conducted at Upper Coastal Plains Research Station near Rocky Mount and Central Crops Research Station in Clayton, North Carolina in the production years of 2006 and 2007. They used the cotton variety Delta Pine 117 B2RF, and the wheat variety was Coker 9295. The treatments were arranged in a randomized block, complete block design, replicated four times. The treatments consisted of four planting dates in 2006 and five planting dates in 2007 for both the 38-inch and 15-inch row spacing. Now, the reason why you're seeing a difference in planting dates was in 2006 we had extremely wet month of June, and we were unable to put the planting dates in for that time frame. The last two planting dates also included wheat harvest for yield. We planted a wheat on October 31st in 2006 and November 2nd in 2007 at a seeding rate of 2.5 bushels per acre. In early spring, we put 110 pounds of nitrogen down to the plots that were to be harvested for the wheat yield. The plots that used for the planting dates 1, 2, and 3, we burned down herbicidally using 22 ounces of Roundup Weathermax per acre and 3/4 ounce of Valor per acre. In 2006, we were able to harvest our wheat until June 29th. Like I said before, it was an extremely wet month, and we weren't able to get in the field till later on. And June 15th in 2007, which is about the middle of June, was pretty good harvest time. 2006 planting dates consisted of May 11th, May 24th, July 5th, and July 11th. And in 2007, our planting dates were May 14th, May 28th, June 11th, June 21st, and July 2nd. The plots were planted with a 6-row 15-inch John Deere MaxMerge planter, plot planter, and a 38-inch 2-row White 6700 air planter. Both planters were equipped with no-till attachments. We planted at a seeding rate of 2 seed per foot in the 15-inch row pattern and 4 seed per foot in the 38-inch row pattern. And as you can see down here, that came to be about 56,000 plants per acre in the wide row and 67,000 plants per acre in the narrow. This here is a picture of giving you an example of what cotton looked like 2 weeks after planting behind wheat. All our production practices were conducted according to the North Carolina Production Guide, and the center 2 rows of the wide row and the 4 center rows of the narrow row were harvested using a John Deere modified spindle picker with the VRS heads. Our data collection consisted of stand counts 2 weeks after planting, our wheat yield, date of first bloom, and date of first open bowl, and the yield and fiber quality. Data was analyzed using a general linear model in SAS, and treatment means were separated by Fisher protected LSD at a level of 0.05. Getting to our results, the date of first bloom in 2006 at Rocky Mountain and Clayton, you can see that these planting dates, the first two planting dates, there wasn't much difference between the maturity of the 15-inch row spacing and the 38-inch row spacing. They about 2 days apart in bloom. And this consisted throughout across the planting dates. Even as it got later, it was still fairly consistent. 2007, it pretty much shows the same thing. At both Rocky Mountain and Clayton, our first bloom date was fairly consistent. Now, getting out here at the later planting dates, you can see that we're getting pretty close to our last effective bloom date, which is August 21st. And this is the recommendation for Northern Coastal Plain Area. And in 2006, you know, we're well beyond that last effective bloom date. Just give you an example of what it kind of looked like. On July 12th, the narrow here had a bloom, and there was a few more blooms out in the plots, and the wide road, there was no blooms present. Data first open bowl data showed in 2006 that our bowls opened up around the first week of September for the first two planting dates. And the last two planting dates, they never opened. They were caught by the frost. And the frost date was for 2006 was the middle of October, and 2007 was the first week of November. Now, given this same scenario, in 2007, we were able to mature those bowls in the last two planting dates and have them open. But if we'd seen the same scenario in 2006, we would have been beyond our frost date in the last planting date. The number of days from first bloom to first open bowl and DD60 data shows that even as planting was delayed, it still took the same amount of time to fully mature that bulb, which is around about 45 days. And you're getting late into the season, and as the later you go, you're getting cooler temperatures, and your DD60 starting to decrease. So the North Carolina Cotton Production Guide states that a minimum of 750 DD60s is required to achieve full bowl maturity. And as you can see with these last two planting dates, we're cutting it pretty close with the amount of DD60s that it was required. And our Clayton data pretty much shows that same trend, in which we're cutting it pretty close to those last two planting dates and amount of heat units that it was required. Our wheat yield showed that in 2006 we had 56 bushels to the acre, and 2007 in Rocky Mountain we had 42 bushels per acre, and in Clayton we had a yield average of 46 bushels. In 2006 and 2007 we had a yield average of about 50 bushels per acre. Now, given a July wheat price of 2006 at $5.11, we had a $287 return. On our wheat, net return on our wheat, and in 2007 at a July price of 2007, we had $5.96 per bushel. and it gave a $247 return. And Clayton, it showed pretty much those same price ranges around that mid 200 range. And in 2007, around 300. Our yield data for Rocky Mountain 2006 showed that the narrow row and wide row is pretty consistent in yields, while we weren't able to harvest our last two dates. Well, the 2007 data shows us a little bit better, that as planting dates were delayed, yields did decline in the wide row, but in the narrow row, they stayed pretty consistent, and you only saw a real yield decrease until that last planting date. Yield data in Clayton showed the same trend. There wasn't much difference between the wide and narrow row yields until the later planting dates. Economic returns for Rocky Mount, you can see I used a cotton price of 43 cents per pound for 2006 and a cotton price of 53 cents per pound in 2007, and using the wheat prices that I showed earlier, I added them together for the last two planting dates to give you your total economic return. Now, we had a little bit higher returns with the double crop situation. Although your yields declined, it's still comparable with the just the total cotton returns from earlier planting dates. As you see, Clayton showed that same trend pretty much. And here's what cotton looked like in Rocky Mount at harvest. And you see that at that fourth planting date, it's a little bit better cotton than at the last planting date. So you're asking yourself, you know, how's this compared to soybeans in a double crop situation? Well, the wide row cotton isn't really showing comparable returns versus narrow row cotton, in which at that 21st planting date, the returns a little bit higher than soybeans, whereas in Clayton, they're just a little bit lower. And I based my soybean prices on 30 bushels per acre at $9.30 per bushel, which was December price for 2007. So, factors that make double cropping possible. Growing season. You got to have the weather type at later planting dates. And can you irrigate? Can you get that cotton out of the ground earlier and get it growing? The amount of growing degree days after you have that you have after your wheat harvest and your frost date in your area. Also, your winter grain selection, your wheat, you know, whether you use wheat, barley, rye, or oats, and variety selection, and what do you have to do to get that cotton in the ground through that straw material? You know, how easy is it to deal with your straw material planting? So in conclusion, bloom dates suggest that there's little difference in maturity of cotton produced in 15-inch rows over cotton produced in 38-inch rows. Cotton grown on a 15-inch row pattern yields higher than cotton grown on a 30-inch row spacing at later planting dates. Cotton produced in a double crop situation can yield profits comparable with soybeans in a double crop situation. And this data suggests that 15-inch cotton can be double cropped with wheat and produce economical yields if your cotton can be planted before the last week of June. Future research might look at cotton at planting dates more in the month of June. Varieties that are early maturing and at later than normal planting dates. Double cropping systems with cotton in different small grains and looking at the economics of it. And residue management and tillage systems in a double cropping system. Do you need to disc it up, plant no-tills? I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated, North Carolina Cotton Growers Association, Dr. Keith Evanston, James Lanier, Guy Collins, Andrew Hunt, Ranjit Ryer, Matt Smith, and NCSU Crop Science Department. And what little bit of time I have left, I'd like to entertain any questions.
Very quick question, in about 10 or 20 seconds.
Yes, sir.
what was your time interval between the wide row covering the ground versus the narrow row complete canopy? It should have been about 3 weeks.
It should have been about 3 weeks. I don't know. I did not record that data. I know that the narrow row was earlier, but I don't know the time frame. Any more questions?
Okay, that's about all we have time for.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.